Okay, Monday, the first day five, starting out in Roswell, New Mexico. I visited the UFO Museum and picked up a couple of souvenirs after a walk through there. It was kind of interesting. They had a lot of this stuff about the alleged UFO that was found on a ranch outside of Roswell. A lot of the same stuff that I've seen on the internet and on various programs on television and whatnot. But it was interesting to go through there and look around and talk to a couple of the people. A lady at the front desk was a retired long-haul truck driver, so she knew exactly where Visalia was. And we chatted for a bit. She was a nice lady. Roswell's a nice town. Kind of reminds me of Visalia in the 70s. The downtown area is a lot of empty storefronts, and businesses are marching out to the new commercial strip on the edge of town, which happens to be Main Street, which goes through the downtown, but they're just all on the far north end of town now. And at that point, we hit the road to Mule Shoe, Texas, where my dad and his twin sister were born. And again, it seemed like it took forever. Plain state driving can seem endless. Some interesting small towns, though, that drove through. Had lunch in Morton, Texas, literally a wide spot on the road. It was about four blocks each side of the main highway. And I ate a little diner-type restaurant. Had a hamburger. It was decent, nothing great. So I was driving up towards Mule Shoe from Morton. I pass a Mule Shoe National Wildlife Refuge. And it's about the same as the Pixley National Wildlife Refuge. It's a bird sanctuary on one of the major flyways between Canada and South America. As I approached Mule Shoe, there were a lot of silos, grain silos and whatnot. Mule Shoe is the county seat of Bailey County. Took some pictures of the courthouse. And I was looking for an ATM while I was downtown, and I walked into a bank. And it must be the rancher's bank, because it was very fancy. It didn't look like a bank at all. There's a lot of rich farmers out there of some kind. But no ATM in that bank. I had to go across the street to the next bank. I took a few more pictures of Main Street, which is just off one block off the highway that comes through town, the north-south highway. And some old buildings, typical of a 40s and 50s style downtown and older even. There's a closed theater there, 40s, 50s style theater, and some more silos. There was what I called a shrine by the Chamber of Commerce to the mule. There's a big statue and a little bit of story about the mule itself. Not anything as to how this community got its name, but kind of an homage to the animal, the mule. After I took some more pictures and just had a look around, took out a town southeast on the highway, I gotta say that Texas has some nice divided four-lane roads, 70 miles an hour speed limit, which makes it a lot easier to take. If I had to cruise through there at 55 miles an hour, I think I'd have went nuts. It was bad enough as it was. Even the two lanes are 70 miles an hour. Got very tired of driving. Just seems like it went on forever. So I decided to stop in Big Springs, Texas for the night. Got a room there. And tomorrow is San Antonio and the Alamo.